Well, that's just a beauty of a song right there. Guns N' Roses, Paradise City, 96.3 Cruise FM, great hits and the best rock ever. My name's Clayton, and speaking of beauties, on the line with us right now, my best friend, Stacey Cooper. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Before we start talking about mat leave and motherhood and all that stuff, I want to give a shout-out to you for giving us all here a half-hour break of Cruise FM yesterday, because you came in with little baby Fiona for the first time. And whenever a baby visits an office, everyone just gets to stop what they're doing and hang out with the baby. And the boss never cares, because it's a baby. He can't turn that down. So really appreciated the 30 minutes that you gave us off of work. So appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Yeah.
No problem.
How's it going? Give us an update. How is little Fiona?
She's good. She is gaining weight. As you know, she was little when she was born, so it's been very strange force-feeding your baby. I don't want to say force-feeding, but focusing so much on fattening something up. So that's going well. She's changing lots, which you hear stories from parents where they're like, you know, they say all these things. Oh, time flies when you have a kid. They change so much. And when you don't have kids, you're like, yeah, okay, whatever. But then as soon as you become a parent, it's like, oh, my God, it's all true.
Because you did that all the time. You were always like, okay, whatever, parents, you know, whatever. And now you're like, oh, no, I've become one. And, like, everything's true, right?
Well, yeah, and then you catch yourself saying one of those little phrases, and you're like, oh, my God, who am I turning into? A parent.
Do you find yourself turning into your own mom? Like, are you seeing yourself kind of doing little things that she used to do back in the day?
Well, I don't remember when I was a baby, but...
You don't? Probably. That's weird. I do. I remember everything. Wow.
No, but mat leave is fun. It's, I'm a little sad. There was a free preview of the Do-It-Yourself Network in HGTV.
Yeah.
And it's over, and it was really keeping me company during the day, so I don't know what I'm going to do now.
New episodes of Brooklyn Nine-Nine just got added to Netflix.
I have been watching a lot of Netflix, and of course, caring for the child, so...
Oh, cool. Well, caring for the child, you probably should have said that first instead of watching nonstop Netflix. Yeah. Now we're going to get nothing but emails from all the moms calling you out and stuff.
I do have to say, though, one thing that, you know, before you have the baby, everybody's always, like, you know, giving advice and stuff. And I heard so many times, sleep when the baby sleeps. And I have to say that that's, like, impossible. It's really not that easy to just sleep when the baby sleeps. So I have to, like, squash that misconception big time.
Well, especially for the first little bit, because you're always still worried about the baby. Like, that, those first couple weeks, you're just on high alert. You don't want anything to happen because it's so new. So you probably sleep for, like, 5 minutes and then wake yourself up. Is everything okay? Check on the baby.
Yeah.
Come back. Like...
And then there's laundry, maybe cooking food for yourself, having a shower and washing your hair. There's lots of other things to do, trust me.
So is mat leave, is it everything you imagined it would be?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. The thing is, the not going to work, obviously I miss you and I miss coming to the station.
Aww.
But I don't get to sleep in. That's what is usually so good.
Yeah.
About not going to work is like, I get to sleep in, but now that is totally out the window.
The one perk of mat leave, you don't get to enjoy it. That's a kick in the pants, hey? The one thing I miss most about you, other than you, would you rathers.
Fun.
Like, our weekly would you rathers, I miss them so much, so I have one for you, and this is a really, really tough one. Are you ready?
Okay,
would you rather sweat Gatorade for the rest of your life? Blue Gatorade, by the way.
Oh, I was going to say, what flavor?
Blue Gatorade. Or every year, you break three of your toes. You don't know when, you don't know how, you don't know which toes, but every year, you break three of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, tough one.
I want to say sweating Gatorade.
Ew, but, like, how sticky would you get? Like, just, ugh.
I know, but breaking your toes, that sounds horrible, and especially because you don't know when it's going to happen.
But maybe all three, you break all three at once, and then it's like a month off, and then you're back to being normal.
I guess.
It's a tough
one. No, I'm sticking with sweating Gatorade.
Sweating Gatorade? Okay,
yeah.
Let's end it on that high note. Stacey, we miss you. Please come back soon, but also enjoy mat leave, but also come back because I miss you.
All right, thanks, buddy.
And also because you did half the work, and it's really starting to stress me out.
Oh, okay.
See you later.